You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As I mentioned, today we're talking to Billy Chiwota about his business, InnoBuild LTD, and he will be sharing some of the lessons he has learned along the way in his entrepreneurial journey. And I'm told he's already on the line. Good evening, Billy.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm perfect. Fine.
Fantastic. That's great. How was your day?
Good. It's been good traveling, but it has been good. How has been the day there?
It's been okay. It's a little bit hotter than I anticipated today, but we are certainly here. I hear you saying you're traveling. Is it business?
Yeah, I've traveled for business in the eastern part of Malawi.
Fantastic. So I can send my invoice, eh?
You can send the invoice and it will be processed there as long as you don't get tired in waiting.
Huh? As long as I don't get tired in waiting. You know, when because I talk
after sending the invoice, there's a need for verification.
Yes.
Just get used the process. Huh?
You sound like a typical business person.
Growing in it.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. There's a process and one needs to follow the process. There's always a process when it comes to money, but other things, there's no process. I don't know why. Why do you guys do that?
So when it comes to paying,
paying,
there has to be a process because you need to be sure for what you're paying for. And any minus transaction, it's painful. If you go to the bank today, and they will tell you they don't have network, the only network that would miss in the bank is a withdrawal network. not a deposit network.
That's what I'm saying. You are such a typical business person. You don't want money coming out of your business. Yeah, you know business people. Yeah, I know. It's a thing with you.
Yeah, true.
But thank you so much, sir, for joining us this evening. Really, really appreciate your time. Let's get into the business of the day. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? And maybe while you are there, tell us about your business and particularly how did you even end up here?
So, as you've already told the listeners, Billy Jonathan Chiwota, based in the Lilongwe, the capital city of Malawi, and I'm an active SDA member, and I've started business, I think, quite a while ago, just running around. I think I started the way back in 2005.
Okay.
2005, 2006, when I just finished my high school.
Okay.
And when I was going to college, I had already started learning around. Because it has been my vision to end up into business. But along the way, I've worked for close to 10 years. I started InnoBuild, the legislation of InnoBuild, it was in 2015. On 8th August. So this year, InnoBuild will be clocking 9 years.
Yes.
We are into property development sector.
Okay.
The ambition for property, I think it grew much because I was staying with my uncle who was running a real estate company.
Okay.
So after college, there were some years which I worked with him.
Yeah.
And then I attended that interest to property. So, after working with other institutions for quite long.
Yeah.
In 2015, It was fortunate enough that God opened the doors for to be registered. And well, since then to date, we've been in property. Of course, we have also opened up other ventures to solidify the company as we are growing. Yeah, sure.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Now, are you into rental or sales or both?
Come again. So we are into sales, lenders, and also actual development itself. Like construction, construction. We are also building contractors, both civil and building, and also management. When someone has got a property, and he has no time to manage that, and does not have experience to manage that, you offer that service to those people
to
mediate between a tenant and a landlord, and also between a buyer and a seller, and also offer professional advice as far as property is concerned.
Okay, that's quite interesting. Do you also then offer those sundry or ancillary services associated with that? I suppose security and cleaning and all that for maybe your commercial business if you're doing the property management?
So we just collaborate with partners, not as in we'll be providing that, but we have got partners which would provide that, and we do refer those to our clients, and when our clients are comfortable to hire them, they do hire them directly or through us.
Ah, okay, that's really fantastic. Yeah. Sounds like this is something that actually found you. You didn't find it, or is that not the case?
I found it.
Oh, you find it. Okay.
I'm saying that because, like in my uncle's house, there were a number of boys who were growing together. I'm the only one who has pursued proper development. The other ones have also pursued the other careers.
Yeah.
And also, it was not just like a plug and switch.
Okay.
After I left my uncle, I stayed almost 7 years.
Sure.
When I was not doing anything to do with property.
Sure.
And so I had to re-strategize. And the approach of the business that we do is quite different with how other real estate companies do property in Mara. So we brought in a new phenomenon of business, which has also blossomed, and so many people now are doing it.
Yeah,
where we do offer access to plots, say land, which for many years it was left to government institutions.
Yeah,
but now private institutions, Innobuild has laid that way through. So that's why my answer there was that no, he didn't find me, but I got it. Yeah, it was a vision. And also, on top of that, we do offer what we call maintenance on credit.
Okay.
And so this service, what it entails is that someone has got a property, but is unable to renovate that property or to maintain that property. We do come in, provide finances, I should say the services on a credit, and that credit service will be paid back through the lenders. So this is only available from Innobuild, not in another company in Malawi, and I think perhaps in SADC, as you say.
Yeah, I suppose that's what then makes you unique from other property development companies as well.
Exactly. Yeah. That's our unique selling point, and also unique penetration point. And our brand has been built on pro locals, because it does craft the policy, the selling policy and the service policy, which do address the challenges of the locals. So that's what makes us is too unique, because we're not just a copy and paste.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's lovely. I want to come to the business started in 2015, and I have an interest in how you navigated COVID, because you clearly started before COVID. And one of the things that makes me ask that question is because, I mean, if you look across different geographies, countries, construction is always the first sector to be affected when things go south in the economy. Because, you know, clients start cutting back on some of those, you know, construction related projects, and government also looks to rechannel the money. So I wanna get into that. But before we get into that, how big is this sector in Malawi?
So a property sector, it's quite huge. Mm. I think a decade ago, most people in Malawi, they were actually excited when they get their hands on the money.
Yeah.
They were excited to buy cars.
Yeah.
And maybe rent a good apartment.
Yeah.
But in the decade that we're just ending, I think very shortly, I would say most people have realized that they need to build a home. So that has pushed the demand on the sector, and that has pushed the growth of the sector to an extent that there is a boom for our cities.
Yeah,
in Manawa we have got 4 cities.
Yeah,
Lilongwe, Brantyre, Zomba, and Nzuzu. But we have also other municipalities. I think 3 of them: Mangochi, Richenza, and Kasongo.
Yeah,
we've actually seen a boom in construction in these all 4. City and
municipalities. Sure, sure.
Mainly it's because the realization of holding to a property has grown the youngsters.
Yes.
Now people are getting so fulfilled if they own a property. Mm. In the past, people were just getting fulfilled when they are renting a good apartment, they're driving a good car.
Yeah.
People now are realizing that it's even much better not to drive, but they should own a property.
Property, yeah.
That created an opportunity for growth in this sector. So to answer your question, it's a sector that is actually employing a lot of people.
Mm.
It's a sector which has got, I would say, value chain, and the economies of scale are just very huge, and it has got very economical impact on the economy in Malawi.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Seems like there's opportunities for growth there as well, and that's really interesting. And of course, how did you navigate 2020?
Yeah, I think emerging from 2019, I think you might have been aware that in Malawi we had elections in 2019.
Yes,
as we're going towards elections, I think the atmosphere, the political atmosphere, was not that amusing.
Mm.
So, in terms of the impacts, we started feeling them, I think, early in 2019.
Mm.
I think if it was not late 2018, when most economic activities were being impacted, because there was a lot of uncertainty on how the economy would be because of uncertainty in politics of Malawi.
Yeah.
So in 2019, we had that uncertainty growing to an extent that it also had to make future decisions because we couldn't know how things would turn.
Yeah.
And as we were about to get healed of that political impasse in 2020, we had COVID.
Yeah.
So you can see we're just moving from a political impasse now to COVID.
Yeah.
Our economy had no break to blink. So how did we navigate? We quickly understood the importance to be flexible in the market. And we also invested much in knowing our customers, who are our customers, and how greatly have they been impacted with political impasse and also the COVID-19. And that actually necessitated us to come up with policies that would accommodate adjusted engagement with our clientele. So we did not lose our clients because of COVID in 2019.
That's beautiful.
But we actually got hold of our clients loosened up maybe payment plans and etc. So we saw a quite of shift in positive side in terms of a clientele because we are more accommodative than other companies, which were aggressive in actually collecting everything that they were owed by the customers. But as we actually extended periods, understanding, adjustments, restructuring, etc., and also price adjustments to accommodate our customers.
Yeah.
So that's how we navigated 2019 and also the political impasse that we had in 2019.
That's what I was saying. I'll send my invoice. So you guys, you got new clients. So there's money there, you know.
the moment you send the invoice, I also send an invoice for consultancy.
Mine takes about a year to be processed because it needs to go through my producer, you see. So might take forever. But I'm really glad you navigated, because most of the entrepreneurs we speak to, especially during the Wednesday segment of the show, would tell you that it was really tough during COVID. And this is across the African continent, by the way. They tell them that it was really, really tough. But to hear that the positives that came out for companies like yourselves, it's just a reassurance that we can make it. Somehow, by understanding our customers and trying to find ways to be innovative and just navigate that space of uncertainty.
So I think in every challenge that we do face as a business, in life, we need to understand that there's no one else who's going to bail us out.
Yeah.
It's us.
Yeah,
that should push us to come up with good processes that will see us tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we don't need to panic. Sometimes panic also brings bad decisions.
Yeah.
So we don't need to panic.
Yeah.
As much as challenges would be very huge on us, like COVID-19, I think we had borders closed.
Mm.
It means our clients were sustaining themselves on cross-border trade. They were impacted.
Yeah.
We had offices closed in Malawi, which means our customers, which were relying on, let's say, business with other companies, they were impacted. So we needed to be more forthcoming in taking care of them and also broaden our availability and acceptance to them.
Fantastic. Looking at starting the business 2015, did you have to get some sort of capital? And how easy or difficult was it?
To say the truth, for 9 years, 9 years is just too long for a business.
Mm-hmm.
Most businesses do die first year, second year, third year. Most businesses, I've seen so many businesses that have died in such infant stages.
Mm-hmm.
And to this far, I would do gladly say that we've enjoyed massive support from banks.
Yeah. Okay.
Who have pumped in millions of Kwacha into InnoBuild, and they are continuing to pump in that money because of the growing trust, growing confidence that InnoBuild has demonstrated to them. It has actually taken too much investment on ourselves to build a brand that can be trusted, because we knew that for us to grow, we would still need external financing, because on our own, we cannot actually finance expansion and even just to sustain ourselves. So to answer your question, yes, we've actually accessed a capital and we are continuing to access capital from other sources within and also outside the company.
Oh, fantastic. That's really great news. Now let's talk about you then. What motivates you? What keeps you driving and waking up in the morning and saying, I'm still going to do this?
So I think two things. First, being a Christian, and being a Malawian. I think those are two things that have pushed me.
Sure.
Firstly, being a Christian, I understand that I was born with a purpose.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was created with a purpose.
Sure.
And every day I ask God to lead me in fulfilling that purpose. Now, I take business as a ministry. Reach out to others. This business has enabled me to reach out to many through employment, through safe provision, and also through charity, and sometimes even through church activities. So that alone pushes me to walk up every day, regardless of the challenges of yesterday, to face today as a new day, as a new brand, and to believe in the capacity that God has put in me in that day to face those challenges. Because I tell myself one thing, that if God has not prepared me enough to face this challenge, there was no point in Him making me alive today. The fact that He has given me life today, it means He has prepared me well enough to face these challenges.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'll face them, but I believe He has put what it takes for me to face them. That's on Christian side. On the Malawian side, Malawian economy, it's a young economy, which needs robust activities, economic activities. And we cannot each and every day just blame the government, the politicians. We have a lot to pray if we see this country progressing as other countries have progressed in Africa and the rest of the world. It has taken individuals who have blossomed into businesses which have been successful. And in collective efforts, those economies have actually grown. If you look at South Africa, it's not one company which has made it to be where it is. So many companies. So it starts with me to take up a law to make Malawi a better place. And the people that are around, surrounding us, surrounding me, I have a duty over them to work hard and offer them employment and offer them the best service that I can.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. The people around you. It's not about you, but it's also about the people around you. Talking about the people around you, do you remember your first customer?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Remember my first customer.
Sure. What was happening there?
and I think by name.
Oh, look at that.
I think I can mention five first customers.
Oh, that's great.
I can mention them. And sometimes I can even mention the amount.
Ah, look at you now. Now you're gloating. You just, you know, you're like, "Boy, nah, I've got this covered." Okay, that's interesting though.
You know, I cherish those customers because they trusted in Obid when it was
Yes.
And they gave us a learning platform.
Sure.
So I chose those customers.
And how did you then from there build new customers? Is it word of mouth, marketing, social media?
I think it has been a collective effort. Word of mouth has been there. Lead follow has been there. And also marketing. Social media lately.
Okay.
But We actually grew using the traditional media. But of late, I think in the past 3 years, we invested much in social media to an extent that our marketing budget has actually gone down because now we've invested a lot in social media and now we are harvesting the fruits of such an investment.
That makes sense. You seem like a very busy man. How does your day typically look like?
So every day starts with a family. I actually make myself available to the family. To the kids. I have to drop the kids at school. After that, I start actually my day with office. I in most cases I have maybe 1 hour without anyone else in my office.
And
I also end with 1.5 hours with no one in my office.
Ooh, okay.
Just to meditate.
Yeah.
And plan how the business should go.
Oh,
what are the challenges and what would be possible solutions. Mm. And that has been. And I like chatting with friends, so
yeah.
I make sure I create space for friends, and most of the friends are those that I work with.
Yeah.
So my people are also my friends.
Makes it easier to just, I suppose, manage all of that. And family, how does that, of course, affect them? Are they in support?
Yeah, I do have support from family. Most of the times we work together.
Yeah.
And my kids have also grown interest in the business.
Mm.
They're very young, of course, but they've grown interest in the business. They're able to know if I've gone to a field, and they're able to recognize which field I've gone.
Mm.
I do get support from the family quite a lot.
That's fantastic. And what would you say over the last 9 years is one big challenge and one big, I suppose, highlight of the last 9 years? And I know it has to do with clinching that big contract. At least that should be one of the highlights.
One of the biggest challenge, I think it's becoming a challenge for me just to pick one. I will strive to do that.
Yeah.
But I would say that consistency on my end.
Okay.
To be consistent, to do something else that we need to do this and focus on that.
Yes, yes.
That has been a challenge. But I understood myself that we are learning. And as the business is growing, activities are growing. And you tend to delegate. So sometimes you may focus, but the team may not focus you support them to focus.
Yeah.
But over time, we are actually growing away from that challenge to an extent that I'm able to step away from the business going for holiday.
Yeah.
1 week holiday, etc. The business will still run.
Yes.
So that has been a greatest success.
That's right.
Knowing that even in my absence, short term absence, the business will still run. Because the plan is that lifetime for InnoBuild should not be my lifetime. If I go today, InnoBuild should still be today. It should still be there.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. In terms of then, if you look back 9 years ago, what would you do differently? I suppose with the benefit of a bit of hindsight as well.
Yeah, I think what I would do differently is I would take back some of the decisions that I've made. Maybe sometimes you are overconfident in doing something else before it's on time.
Mm.
I think that there are a number of times that I would take back those decisions that I was not supposed to make this decision. At that particular time, I would have waited a bit to make that at that particular time. So that's what I would do differently. I think there are a number of cases, I think 3 or 4 of them, which were major that I would say, no, I think I was not supposed to make this decision at that particular time.
Yeah.
I think I was overconfident with the circumstances of that.
Yeah.
You know, in business, what happens in number of times, a boom in sales, maybe in 6 months, would lead you to make a decision that maybe would not be compatible in the other 12 months.
Definitely.
So balancing and also knowing that takes experience.
Mm.
Experience takes time and takes. Comes out of mistakes that you make.
Mm.
So you make mistakes and learn from those mistakes. you actually strengthen your experience of making better decisions in future when you face similar challenges.
Yes, yes. Okay, you've clocked 9 years. Where are you going in the medium to long term?
So where we're going is to make and build a big property company in Malawi. And that's in 15 years. That's our 15 years, which we can say now, from now, 5 years from now.
Yes.
We
yes.
have to know that. Yeah. And we are eyeing other markets like Zambia.
Okay.
Where we have got similarities in culture and et cetera.
Yeah.
We're eyeing that. And we are also envisioning ourselves to be an entity that is a, I would say, a first goal for Malawians when they want to own a property.
Okay.
So this has to cover planning, execution, financing, and management.
Yeah.
Because understanding the income levels of Malawians, this company should be able to secure financing for these people now to own those properties, because we understand that for them just to own a property from the blues, it will not happen.
Mm.
It will not work. But everyone else needs a property to own in Malawi so that someone can be stable and grow nationally and also socially.
Sure.
So that's what we're seeing ourselves as it will build in a medium. And I should say short and medium term.
That's beautiful. I'm sure we'll be here to just check in with you as well over the next coming few years as you build this to 15. And we might even come and celebrate and say, hey, 15 years, that's a certain a milestone. You mentioned something really important, which I think cuts across the African continent. Most small businesses never make it past the first year. And those that make it past the first year, they struggle to the third year. And by the fifth year, you find that people give up and they're like, I can't do this thing. Yeah. So that's really interesting. And I suppose that, you know, God being behind you as well has been one of those things that has really propelled you to the success that you've been able to amass. And I suppose you're still going to amass as well. But there are budding entrepreneurs, there are aspiring entrepreneurs, there are people who follow you from Malawi and across as well. And, you know, what would be your one message to those small businesses or those that want to get into business? And also, how can people contact you?
Okay, so I think my message to those who are harboring entrepreneurial ambitions is that they need to get started.
Need to get started.
Yep.
Hmm.
They need to get started.
Hmm.
I think that's the biggest decision to make in life. You need that. Most of the people have wasted time in waiting for a best environment, best time.
Hey.
But there's no best time.
Sure.
There's actually no best time. If I can just tell you, in 2019, we had a political impasse. In 2020, we had COVID. In 2021, we had Cyclone Nihana and Cyclone Freddy. And in 2022, Cyclone Freddy. And in here now in 2023, 2024, we still have Gaza-Israel war and Ukraine war.
Yeah.
All these have impacted economic trends. So if you are waiting, if you started waiting in 2019, you wouldn't start because of political impasse. In 2020, you wouldn't start because of pandemic.
Yeah.
In 2021, you would not start because of Cyclone Anna.
Yeah.
In 2022, you would not start because of Cyclone Freddy.
Sure.
So you can go on and go on and you not start.
Yeah.
Get started. You will face challenges as you go along.
Mm.
And challenges do give us lessons on how to deal with them as we face them. There's no such a situation where like you solve challenges on just anticipation.
Yeah.
You have to face a challenge and you solve them. You gain experience and you gain the strength.
Yeah.
To go ahead with your ambitions.
Sure, that's lovely. How can people get a hold of you?
How can people get a hold of me? I don't know on that. If you are referring to me, sharing
the business,
your contact, if someone wants to get me.
Yes, the business.
I think easily people would get contact of me, I think, through an email or a contact. We have got a Facebook page where it's called InnoBuild Private, InnoBuild Limited Company. If you search that and follow. Mm-hmm. And also I have a page called Billy Jonathan Jota.
Yeah.
I think if you get hold of these two, you can actually get hold of me and get hold of the company.
Yeah.
Or you can use an email. We have got, of course, a hotline. A hotline is +265 9911 48500.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. No, thank you so much, sir, for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it. It's a beautiful journey. And as I mentioned, hey, we'll be here to check in with you a couple of years from now to say how are things going. But we really appreciate you and hope that aspiring entrepreneurs have also learned something from you this evening.
My pleasure for the time and for sharing the experience. And as you are sharing, you also learn.
Yes,
my pleasure for that.
Definitely, definitely. Have a good one and God bless.
Thank you. Good night.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.